I'll let you in on a secret. I wasn't here for a full week. I was up in the White Mountains of New Hampshire on special assignment. I had to walk Mount Shannon, Lake Eileen, Sunset Lake, and the land surrounding Alton, Gilmanton, and New Durham. Well, I didn't technically have to, but you know me. The trails were there, so I had to walk them. As usual, as I was walking, I was taking everything in, from the meadow sweet to the view of a bald eagle from above, looking down on its back from the top of Mount Shannon. And it got me to thinking. Mount Shannon was a fun hike, and I did it a couple of times, but even at just 1,265 feet, it was kind of a challenge for me. I definitely wasn't carrying too much on my back as I climbed, but the verticality got to me a bit. I got to thinking about the fact that we live in the coastal lowlands of Massachusetts, and just how low we go. Think about it. We consider Great Blue Hill in Milton to be a great hill. It's 635 feet tall. That's almost exactly half the height of Little Mount Shannon, which is kind of a foothill to the White Mountains, like saying you have a beach house when it's actually a few minutes from the beach. What's the highest point in Plymouth County? Manamet Hill in the Pine Hills of Plymouth, 395 feet. No wonder I was winded. We simply have nothing that compares locally to the White Mountains. So take in the views we have whenever you can. From the top of the Miles Standish Monument in Duxbury and the peak of Turkey Hill in Hingham, enjoy the sweeping vistas of the ocean from Allerton, Telegraph, and Strawberry Hills in Hull, and do your best to pretend that you're on top of the world. And please, try not to get winded on your way up. We, as a South Shore society, live at sea level and not at altitude. We need to get trained if we ever have to head for the hills when the tsunami hits. I'd hate to think that most of us would be 110 feet up, gasping for air, going, "Hold on, hold on, I just need a minute." I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.